Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The State Department of Agriculture is now accepting applications for industrial hemp pilot projects for 2015. Adam Watson, coordinator of the program, says all proposals from growers and processors will be considered. Deadline is January 1. Based on last year's success with initial projects, he's expecting expanded interest.
I think the overall message from 2014 is the potential is really there. Historically, we know that industrial hemp grew well in Kentucky, so that's not a surprise to us. But when you look at all the new uses of industrial hemp that didn't exist 60 years ago, using composite plastics and human nutraceuticals or animal feeds even, there's a lot of opportunity there.
In last year's test, he said geography didn't seem to be much of a factor.
We had pilot programs from eastern Kentucky all the way to Murray. So what we see is hemp grows well in all those environmental locations, even though each one's a little different. So the potential for hemp to be grown across Kentucky is definitely there. Processing is going to be key moving forward, and obviously having regional centers for processing makes the most sense. So there is potential for perhaps one area of the state to focus on a certain type of production. For instance, if a fiber processor locates in one area, we might see a hub of fiber growing in that area.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
If you're a student entering a community college or university, check this out. You can save money on college tuition by finishing your degree on time. Just earn 15 credit hours each semester, or 30 a year. Do the math. The longer you stay, the more you pay for a college degree. Talk to your advisor and make a plan. Take 15 to finish on time. Get in, get out, get going. Visit knowhowtogoky.org.
This message is sponsored by knowhowtogoky.org.
For those interested in the 2015 Industrial Hemp Pilot Project, information and applications can be found online at kyagr.com/hemp. KDA Project Coordinator Adam Watson says production and processing go hand in hand.
We've had interest from processors all across the spectrum. We have worked to actually help some companies source plant material from the 2014 trials who are going to be evaluating it for eventual use in composite polymers for automotive parts. We have other processors that are looking at utilizing it for construction-related materials such as hempcrete, insulation, things of that nature.
Background checks and site visits are a part of the process. Successful applicants will be notified in late January. Details online at kyagr.com/hemp. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.